Hey, listen, I wanted to relay a little story to you. Just a couple weeks ago, I was sitting down with a couple of young Christian leaders over lunch, and I knew we'd be doing this interview soon, and so I asked them. I said, "Well, what do you all think of Brian McLaren?" And one of them said, "Oh, he's all about the kingdom."
Well, that's nice to know. I'm very glad I have that reputation.
I thought that was pretty good, and you are all about the kingdom, right?
Well, it really is to me it is the core of Jesus' message, and it's what pulls all of life together and pulls our faith and mission and worship. It pulls everything together for me.
In the secret message, you talk about our ability to participate in the kingdom in the here and now.
Yes.
And I want to ask you something and let you talk about it. Do you see our participation in the kingdom of God now, is it merely an example of what it'll be like then? Or are we actually affecting in the here and the now what will one day become the new heaven and the new earth then?
Yes. Well, to me, this is the real struggle. Your question brings out the struggle that I think a lot of us feel, because many of our understandings of Christian faith have minimized the present, have minimized what we might call human history or history on this earth, and they've put all of the goal towards something beyond this earth, beyond this history. But as I prepared and began writing this book, having written this book, I've been reading the rest of the scriptures in a new light. I think we've really got to rethink that assumption. The idea that came through to me very strongly in reading the Gospels is that what Jesus was talking about was something that was on the verge of happening, and it was already there and still coming, and he wasn't talking about just preparing something now as an example of something that will be in the future. What happens right now really, really matters, and God really cares about human history, and God cares about creation, about this earth. So, of course, we know this, because whenever we pray the Lord's Prayer, we don't pray, may we all go to heaven, and may we leave the earth behind so we can be where your will is done. We pray the opposite of that. We say, may your kingdom come to earth. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the thrust of the whole life of Jesus is God coming to us, God coming to earth, and God's will being done on earth. So that's what I one of the really revolutionary ideas, I think, that I hope people will grapple with from the book. And it certainly doesn't remove or minimize the importance of the afterlife and some ultimate reality beyond this history. But I think it does help us.